I got to play on the Next from Nashville stage, which is in the middle of the arena. And it was my first arena show ever. Wow. Like, I had never played in front of that many people. And then also, there is something about being in the middle of the arena. Like, you turn every direction. There's no way to escape the amount of people. But it was so unbelievable. And just to go and be immersed in that culture and immersed in that world for a couple days was so incredible.
She's got over 66 million streams, and she's got new music. She's toured with Dylan Scott. She's been to C2C in London. I'm excited about the new music, and Erin Kinsey is here. Erin, how are ya?
Hi, I'm so good. I'm so pumped to be here.
I know. I have been trying to get you here for a long time. I've been following you for about a year and a half at least.
Oh my gosh.
And so I'm a big fan.
Aww.
Big fan. So, of course, we got to talk about the music first.
Oh, yes, of course.
So you've got a new EP coming out. You've got a brand new song out. You've written all of these, right?
Yeah, I'm a writer on everything on the project.
Okay, so tell us about all the songs on the project, and is there a little bit of everything?
Definitely. Yes. So there's actually 7 songs on the EP, and it was originally going to be 5. And then it was 6, and then now it's 7. So we just kept finding things that I couldn't imagine not being on there. Even some songs I had already released, like I released Vegas back in last fall, but it felt like it fit on it. And so I called up the team and begged and begged and pleaded, and they said, of course. Yeah, I'm really, really excited for it to be out. There's songs that lean like super country. There's one that's almost like Western.
Okay.
And there's also like, especially within the songwriting, I wrote so many of these songs so in the moment of feeling everything I was saying, which makes, you know, concerts interesting now, but it feels so vulnerable. Even like the fun upbeat songs, I feel like I was feeling it so much in that moment. So it feels so honest, it feels so real. And, you know, the first project, 40 East, felt like introducing myself to the world, and this feels like going a little deeper.
So oh yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, you do some pretty upbeat songs and everything, but you kind of got some... We kind of got one
I'm
in there.
I'm sad sometimes.
I was going to say. And so I need to know the story behind. Was there a breakup?
Oh, yes, of course. Naturally. You don't get stuff like that, unfortunately, without really feeling it. Yeah, so Always Never came from a really vulnerable place. But it was one that, even though it's sad, and it sounds really sad, I mean, it's slow and emotional. The general idea of the song is about finding peace, and if something was supposed to happen, it would have happened.
Right.
And you can't force something, and you don't really want to anyways, even though sometimes in the moment you wish that you could, you know, you know, force everything to happen exactly how you want it. You really want what was supposed to happen anyways. So it's about that, but it's definitely a song I'm proud of, just, you know, putting my heart on the line. And I don't know if I really thought about having to release it when we wrote it, but I'm glad that I did.
Well, I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Absolutely.
We've all been through, I mean, that makes the best country music, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Really? I mean, the breakup songs, let's be honest.
Oh, right? They're the ones that have gotten me through such hard times. Exactly. And I mean, what's crazy is the idea, even though for me it was from a breakup, there's plenty of things. I mean, whether it's like a job not working out or a friendship not working out, there's so many things where, you know, you can find so much peace and just relying on, if it was supposed to happen, it would have happened, and it's okay that it didn't.
And it's okay. Yep, exactly. Now you're going down a different road.
Exactly.
And speaking of going down a different road, you got to go to London.
Yeah.
Okay, C2C, I mean, that's a huge, if you guys don't know, this is a huge music festival, country music festival in London. Tell me about your experience.
So I actually was lucky enough to get to go to C2C in 2016. It was my first time overseas. My family went with me. We made it like a family vacation. but we performed on one of the town square stages outside of the actual like arena. And it was absolutely incredible, super memorable, and so much fun. But it's the difference in playing one of the free stages outside of CMA Fest and being in Nissan Stadium.
Oh, totally.
So this last time we went, I got to play on the Next from Nashville stage, which is in the middle of the arena. And it was my first arena show ever.
Wow.
Like, I had never played in front of that many people. And then also, there is something about being in the middle of the arena. Like, you turn every direction. There's no way to escape the amount of people. but it was so unbelievable. And just to go and be immersed in that culture and immersed in that world for a couple days was so incredible.
So you've got some pretty memorable experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Ole Opry last year.
Oh,
girl.
My gosh. I know. I just came up on my 1-year anniversary.
I know.
So, yeah, it's... I mean, that's such a bucket list thing for any country music artist. I mean, probably any artist, period. Just the amount of history and the amount of things that have happened there that are just, you know, such staples in our world. But it was surreal.
What was the best part about being at the Opry?
I mean, I think one of the best parts was getting invited back because I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. So yes. we did, okay, good enough. Yeah. That was a big thing. But something really, really special that they do is they place your family and friends like all in the front where you can see them. So being stepping into that circle and looking out and seeing my parents who have sacrificed so much and, you know, like let me not go to college and not, you know.
I like how let you not go to college. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't like the only thing we ever talked about. They really encouraged me. They've honestly never let me know how crazy it was to try to go for music. Oh, they were like, yeah, you could, you know, go to college or you could do music. Sure. And now the more time that goes by, I think they're absolutely insane, but I'm really glad that they let me do it. And yeah, so just to like look out and see them and see my sister and see so many people from my team that like made it happen. It was such a full circle moment. And I was just coming off of radio tour. So things were so crazy. I was taking 5 a.m. flights and it was such a moment to just slow down and really appreciate something so monumental happening, something I'll remember forever.
Yeah, that just stepping into that circle.
Gosh, it was unreal.
I don't know what it's like. This bucket list for me. I don't sing, but I just want to go stand in the circle.
Oh, you come on. They let anybody backstage.
Good. I'm nobody, so that'd be perfect.
No.
Well, okay, so you know, now this last fall you were on tour with Dylan Scott.
Yes.
How was that? I love Dylan Scott. Tell me about him. Did you get to spend some time with him?
I did. I also got to spend some time with just like his team in general, and they're all such kind humans. I just saw them at Tortuga as well. Nice. And I saw them, it was like long lost family. We were just having a blast backstage. And they're all so kind. It was my first tour. So we didn't, you know, we weren't out for like months and months, but it was a few weeks out with him. And they were just so kind and so sweet. And Dylan would like make sure that we had snacks and water and we're okay. and it was just so much fun. And also, I'm such a fan of his music. I'm such a fan of his fans. Like they are so awesome. It seems like my friends, if they went to a concert, it would be his fans.
Nice.
So it was so much fun getting on there and just like hanging out with him and having a party for 30 minutes before he got on stage.
That is so cool.
Oh yeah, it was the best.
Well, you talked about, you know, your folks. You started writing music, playing music when you were 11. And you play like how many instruments? Tell us all the instruments you play. Seven. She's just mildly talented. So how was that when you were 11 years old? What was like the first time you kind of were like, yeah, I like doing this?
You know, my mom put me in piano lessons when I was in preschool. She could either put me in like Spanish or piano, and she picked piano. so I was in piano lessons for a while, and I was like on all the sports teams, you know, doing all the things, just staying busy, really. And at some point, I guess around 11, I did not want to learn piano anymore. I didn't want to do my lessons. My girl, bless her, she was trying to get me to learn like technique and Beethoven, and I wanted to learn Miranda Lambert. So I was like, we are at a crossroads. A change has to happen. So I remember going to my parents and telling them I wanted to quit piano, but they said that I had to pick up a different instrument. And I said, fair, I'll just play guitar because that's what people do. So, I mean, funny enough, now I like try to play piano all the time because I want to get better and write on piano. And I'm so thankful that I had that as a base. But I got a guitar for Christmas at 11 and it was over.
And it was,
I
mean, that was it.
It was over. I was learning every song on the radio. I eventually started writing my own and I would come home from school and just want to learn more songs. I would think about it all the time. And it was my first time being like obsessed with something. I wasn't super obsessed with like TV shows or books or anything like that, but I was just obsessed with music and I couldn't get enough of it.
Well, there you go. And here she is, right?
And here she is.
So let's talk about your involvement with breast cancer research and Susan G. Komen. There's a song called Pink. Tell us about that, the song and kind of your involvement.
Yeah, so I wrote that song with Jody Marr and Victoria Shaw, who are both legendary writers in town. And we wrote it after I found out my manager at the time was going through a battle with breast cancer. And she had done, you know, gone through a lot of the treatments and a lot of the, you know, beginning stages kind of by herself and had kept it to herself. And I think for her, if she didn't talk about it a lot, it didn't feel quite as real. But eventually she started opening up about it. And I had all these things that I wished I could have told her in the beginning. And that was what the song was. So Victoria had this idea that she was waiting for the right time to write. And she said that she imagined it being called pink, and that someday pink would just be another color. It wouldn't have to represent breast cancer awareness.
I love that.
It wouldn't have to be in ribbons. It wouldn't have to be on t-shirts. It would just be a color. So we wrote that song, and it was super emotional, and we were proud of it, and we kind of high-fived and left the room and never could imagine what it would end up doing. I mean, it ended up being five incredible artists on it. Monica, who's an R&B artist, Jordan Sparks, Sarah Evans, Rita Wilson, who's a breast cancer survivor,
yes.
And then also Dolly Parton sang on it.
Yeah, just a little somebody named Dolly Parton.
Yeah, so absolutely insane. And then actually, that was my first time. It was not my debut, but I actually got to go on the Opry stage and sing it with Victoria Shaw and Rita Wilson.
Wow.
A few years back, but it was such an amazing thing to be a part of. I feel like I'm really lucky to have something so early on in my career remind me and really put in stone that this is so much more than just anything to do with me or anything to do with just writing songs about upbeat, fun summer days, or even sad songs. Like, you really can be there for people. And I mean, the whole thing happened throughout COVID.
Yes.
So people weren't able to go with their loved ones to their appointments, to their check-ins, to all of their things. So this song really stood in that place. And it was really amazing to see, you know, what a song could do.
Yeah. It's the power of country music, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to play my world famous game, Truth or Truth.
Ooh.
And don't be scared. It's okay. And if you want to see Erin play her latest song, acoustic version of that, you can click the link in the description.
It's Truth or Truth.
It is time for my world famous game, Truth or Truth. Erin Kinsey, are you ready to play?
I think so. We'll
okay.
find out.
Ooh, it's really tough. Go ahead and pick a card.
Well, Truth or Truth, typically you have like a cop out, but this isn't
There's
giving.
There's no cop out on this one.
Oh, ramen or chicken noodle? God. Probably chicken noodle.
Chicken noodle?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one from Chick-fil-A is just so good.
Oh, I haven't even had that.
Oh, it's so good. You got to go get it.
Okay.
I mean, it's hot now, but when it starts raining, it gets cold for a second because Nashville loves to prank you and make you think it's spring when it's not. You should go get it.
Okay,
it's
chicken noodle at the Chick-fil-A is like your fave.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay. Wait, how do you feel about ramen?
I love ramen too.
But if
it's
you had a choice.
Chicken noodle. It says or.
It's an either
or.
Yeah. So yeah, this is an either or.
This is either or.
Yeah, and then we've got Truth or Truth too. Okay, chicken noodle it is. We know what to get her. Okay.
Done.
We're going to play a couple more. How about? I'll take that one. She's picking all the either ors.
Perfect.
She's getting them all.
French fries or onion rings for French fries. But if I could have any variation of this, I am 18 for sweet potato fries.
Like, okay.
They are so good.
Okay.
So the crinkle cut, done. Straight, done.
I was just going to say, you guys.
Like, I, and beggars can't be choosers.
You're like, if it's sweet potato fries, you're it.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. And if I'm like trying to be like healthy, I will try my best to convince someone else to get sweet potato fries.
Yes.
So I can at least have a couple.
And you're like, I didn't order them.
No.
Somebody else ordered them.
No, if you're not eating off of your plate, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. There's no calories
like,
in that.
Like, that's not yours. It doesn't count. So it's perfect. Yeah.
And it's always when somebody else orders something and you're like, well, that looks good.
Well, it's perfect. You just go, I'd love to try that. And you just go for it.
Have you ever been with somebody who doesn't share off their plate?
No.
I have. And I'm like, that's weird to me.
No.
I'm like, wait, you're not going to share like even like one bite?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm more of, in that position, I'm more of a ask for forgiveness, not permission.
And,
so
yes.
I wouldn't really know.
Exactly. But, and they're like, what?
Yeah. Well, and then I just make I'm like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Thank you so much. And then they don't say anything.
She's got technique, y'all. I can't wait to go. I want to go dine out with you.
When you need sweet potato fries, you got to figure it out.
I'm not ordering, but you are.
I was like, you should get sweet potato fries.
It's the Jedi mind trick. It's what you're doing, right?
I guess so.
Something like that. Like,
yeah.
These aren't the fries you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm like, you wouldn't want sweet potato fries. Those look horrible.
Yeah. That's bad. Bad.
Bad. Or maybe they're good.
Maybe they're good. Okay, let's do one more. Dig in
All
there.
Right. Let me try to get a not either or. Oh, there we go. Have you ever accidentally hit something or someone with your car? Oh, I'm sure. You know what? With the door.
That's it?
With the door. Yeah.
No car accidents?
Thank God. Thank God, no.
Okay, good.
But right. I'm trying to like think back, but I feel like I would remember that. My sister got in one.
Uh-oh.
But.
Oh yeah, rat her out. Let's go. Yeah. Just kidding.
Sorry. In downtown Dallas, it was humbling for everyone.
Oh man.
But it was fine. Like everyone was fine.
Okay, good.
And it was good. But good. Yeah.
Have you ever left a door ding or like hit somebody's door and then have you ever left a note or anything like that or no?
I've never left a note. I think, like, it's always in people I know. And so I'm just like, yeah, it's fine.
You're like, oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Luckily, I feel like there's never been evidence.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So no, I can just no evidence. Erase it from my mind.
And as far as we know, you're a great driver, right?
Yeah, I drive fast.
That was not super convincing, but
yeah, no, I mean, I've never been in a wreck.
Well, exactly. Okay.
But yeah, I drive really fast. Being from Texas, it's just kind of how it is.
Well, and out here too, you got to kind of drive fast out here.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I got semis blowing by me
like 100 miles an hour.
I'm not going fast enough.
I know. You don't really look at the speed limit. Well, I don't know. Okay, I'm like, there's cameras, so I don't know. But I just go with the flow. I do what everybody else is doing.
Yes.
It's like if they're jumping off the bridge, I guess I jump too, whatever. But I'm like, we're all speeding together. They can't catch us all.
They can't catch us all. Thank goodness.
Horrible advice.
And I always like it when you drive past somebody who's already been pulled over and you're like, bye.
I know. I'm like, ooh, like you're really taking one for the team out there. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, thank you so much for playing the game.
Oh, of course.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for all of the interview questions and your song. Erin Kinsey, you can follow her on all of the socials and look for her new music.
Thanks for watching Up in Country. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment. We do new episodes every Tuesday. And be sure to follow Up in Country on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And you can follow me too, @SueBonzel on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.